Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. My co-host today is the beautiful Hanuman. So thank you so much for joining us. So Hanuman is, well, you can Google Hanuman, but Hanuman is just one of the most amazing beings of wonderment. His strong, his strength and empowered self is something that we ourselves can emulate in so many ways, but often forget. And so it's interesting because, with the background in Ayurveda and an understanding in a general sense of Siddha medicine and Ayurveda being the science of life, Hanuman is one of the pivotal instruments within that context in Shiva or Shivaya that is in the infinity of what is possible but also what manifests through the understanding of the science of life being Ayurveda. So, hello, darlings. Yes, Hanuman is Ganesh here. Hanuman is of a frequency not too dissimilar to what myself is, being the primordial Om, but there's so many, there's so much information about an understanding of what all of this is, and it's always been in the Akashic record, and it's always been an understanding in the infinite self. But when it's been teleported into a reality in a physical form, then there's some misperceptions and misconceptions that are, have been brought about with people's own intention in mind. So Hanuman wanted to, so what you'll hear is you'll hear a different understanding, because Ganesh, Hanuman and myself will all come through in different oscillations. So we hear tonings that will be very different, but there's a reason why the three of us are doing that with, Shiva and Parvati in our background and foreground as well. So that's, you'll notice the difference there. So yes, darling, so it's all part of it. So a synergistic understanding through an Ayurvedic lens, because, being the science of life, it's so vast, and it's beyond your doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. So we never taught Ayurvedic medicine with such a limited construct. We actually share the wonderment of what a dance of the elements is. So that's where we're going to be discussing and sharing with you and listening to all of what you have to say and share also at different sound waves as you meet and greet us at different frequencies. So Ayurveda in itself is the holistic sense of awareness of what health is in a physical form, that is always, always connected to your vast infinite self. It's never a disconnect. So it's always present. So when you're recognizing when you're, something's just out of balance or, the thing about this day and age, and it's, in any day and age, really, to be quite honest, the sense of busyness, is so overwhelming for most of the populace in one form or another, that very few take enough space or create enough space in your lives to really, and it's definitely not a criticism, darlings, you would relate to this in so many levels, in so many ways. Not every single person on the planet, mind you, but a mass populace on that scale, without a doubt. The chaos and the not able to create the space that you just, that is really important that you do and you are in your life, to be able to really stay attuned to your physical presence. It's really essential for a state of well-being to remain, So, and your physical form is also your mental, emotional self, and also the being that you are in the vast infinite self, but is holding your light, so to speak, for want of a word, better weeks, if expressing, within a cellular structure, which is, your understanding is shifting around what you think your cellular structure is anyway, but that's an ongoing journey for most of you. And some of you have had glimpses of what it's like to just, really experience yourself as light, pure light. But then the awakening comes that you're in a form and, if something happens to you, like if you cut yourself, you're going to bleed. And so it sort of jars you into thinking that that's yourself. But it isn't, because there's so much more of what you are and that is also able to manifest in a lighter body, as you, you know, and lighter isn't, you know, it's not a better, it's just another experience of a physicality, but your cells become lighter and lighter. So Hanuman, who's, you know, is coming through also and sharing, is the imperfection of perfection within an Ayurvedic understanding of herbalism. And, you know, herbs, they're so such an empowered being within themselves, right? And so this is where Hanuman comes in, because, and there's Hanuman in every single person, you know, where, you know, and so, you know, it's a very deep understanding of what, you know, like, you know, because I'm known as in the earth center, the Muladhara in your physical form, but so many don't understand how that is. And it is a sound frequency vibration, and it is very grounded, and it is gear itself in its eternal self, but it's also the physical self. So I am physical, although not everyone sees the I am that I am known as Ganesh, but I'm very physical as a presence, equally macrocosm, microcosm. Okay, so let go of your limitations when you're ready about the possibilities of things, and allow yourself to just be present, because your being understands exactly what we're saying. Doesn't matter where you are in your journey, your being is omnipresent. It is the primordial om, and it knows exactly what we're sharing. It's what your thinking self in your limited mindset will start to create barriers, because, you know, it's letting go of your realities to become more of what you are. But, you know, only when you're ready, right? Only if you desire. But so many of you have asked for this podcast, so Hanuman has been very excited to share this. This last 2 weeks, actually, he's been on at ISIS to say, when are we going to do a podcast? So here we are. And so Ayurveda has the knowledge of all of what we're saying, as does Siddha medicine, and Unani medicine as well. And medicine isn't, like in allopathic medicine, isn't treating a disease. The medicine we're talking about is the medicine of life, the fruitfulness, the life-giving vital force, life force that really anchors your immortality, that, you know, as an infinite being, that is what it is. But also resonates in that frequency of understanding in your cellular structure. So, you know, you all know that your cells are renewing themselves. Even if they're renewing themselves in a stressful state, then there's a hindering of the vital life force, right? But then renewing themselves all the time. So if you're in a stressful state and all those cells are, you know, calibrating, and, you know, so, you know, nothing, everything is impermanent. That's life. It's an impermanent experience. But then it's an infinite experience, because it goes beyond what you perceive as your human form. But your humanity can also be an eternal self as well. And there are beautiful beings that have, you know, come in and out of a form and manifest a form readily. But, you know, they don't go through the birthing canal as a baby. They just show up. You know, Jesus is one of them. Even now he will show up. Krishnamacharya does that, actually. And Muktananda sometimes does that. Not often, but sometimes. And there's many, many of the ancient ones or the well-known ones that you would know. But there's also other people that never became famous, you know, were never documented like so many others have been, because that was not their journey, you know. I mean, you would totally get this, because in this world, not all of you are into social media. Certainly a great many of you are, but not all of you are, you know, are in that. But those of you who are in it often find it amazing that other people don't want to be in it, you know. So it's the same thing, you know. Sometimes people come in for their own experience. They don't need to, you know, share it with the entire world in a very physical way. They're just here to be enjoying their life, whatever way they want to experience it. But they too, there are those people who do that. You know, Ramana is one that is well documented, and Shirdi Sai Baba also does that periodically, but not a whole lot, you know, because it's not a desired experience to do that, you know. But there are many others, and we won't go into not naming a lot. Gautama Buddha is another one, you know. He will show up often to people. He's lovely, isn't he? So for those of you who know him so well. So, and Happy Buddha, that was another one who will do that often, you know, and that's a lovely experience also. But, you know, so back in, relating that to Ayurveda, it is the dance of the elements. And so the dance of the elements is, you know, your air, ether, fire, water, earth. And so that is the elements that you are also, that, you know, and so when there's an imbalance of one, you know, that is where, you know, your well-being is not completely calibrated into that sound frequency vibration that is in your best interest, right? So, and everything can transform itself in a microsecond, you know. It doesn't have to be a long-winded journey. However, if there's been some sort of, you know, unattendance or abuse in how you treat yourself, you know, maybe, you know not to eat a certain food. And we're not going to name it because, you know, each of you is so very different in what is going to be wonderful for your nutritional intake, because it's very varied. And when we talk about nutrition, we're also talking about the language you use to yourself, first of all, and then what you then take on board from a conversation, or what you take in when you watch, you know, any sort of media, you know, whether it's movies or whatever, and or the books you read, or all those sorts of things, you know, what's nutritional valuable to you will vary according to where you are within yourself. And then there's the food itself. So, you know, you're perfectly able to tune in to know what that is if you allow yourself to create the space to get, have that insight come to light for you. And we highly recommend it, but it's totally up to you. We find, we always recommend the breath as a lovely way to create space, because when you, you know, breathe into your rhythmic breath, then you feel spacious. And in that, you absolutely instantly have clarity, you know. Your mind won't go out and seek a thought or create a thought. It's just happy in that space. And then it's in a total state of allowing, you know, whatever's needing to be thought about to come in when you're ready, you know. If there's so much overthinking and there's so much desiring to think, you know. And, you know, sometimes it's very taxing on your mental state. It's so very taxing. And there's so much overstimulus in your external world. Like, it's overstimulating. And, you know, Isis loves it, and she just is a tree hugger from the way back when, you know. She just loves it and loves that tactile sense of touch in nature. But she also loves the energetic streaming of nature, and she can feel that vibration. She can feel the water run through her cells, you know, from a stream and through the cellular structure in the human form and then beyond. So we know some of you do that. Others of you feel, you know, a different type of connection to whatever it is that you do, but you know that. There's millions of people, so we won't identify each one. You know, it's up to you. So Ayurveda is, that's the true teachings of that. It teaches all of that, you know, and it dives a lot deeper. But the teaching was originally done through a very nuclear sensitivity. In other words, it was taught very much one-on-one and expanded into maybe, you know, a small cellular group. And that's, you know, so it was very focused, infused energy that was, you know, sharing a wisdom, you know. And you all have the wisdom, you know, all of you have it. But it's trusting yourself again, you know, and knowing that if you trip up, it is perfectly wonderful, because you remember what you are and you'll begin again, you know. And new beginnings, my specialty, right, darling? So I'm known for new beginnings. And, you know, it's an opportunity to get to know yourself at a much deeper level if you so desire. This is for those people who so desire. So the herbology of life, which is Hanuman's specialty, and, you know, and Sarasvati as well, the two of them work very effortlessly and seamlessly as one particle, often with people. If you want to reach out to them, you know, they're always available, no matter what language, right? And so, because the heart language is all languages, you know, so it transcends, by, you know, linguistics in that way. So herbology, you know, the herbs of your world are actually very conscious entities within themselves. They have the ability to heal. You know, they have ability to refine and calibrate, you know, in sync with your cells. And your cells knows what, you know, your cells in your body knows what to draw from the herbs to feel the wonderment of the vital life force. It, you know, they absolutely know. So, you know, you can communicate with your herbaceous world, right? You really can. You know, people are learning that with fungi. The beautiful Tara over in Ohio with the Mohican Forest, you know, she's, you know, goes in there and has a lovely discourse with fungi when she has a moment to do so or be so. So, and not only, so many of you are out in the field, often with a different intention. You know, you are exploring, you're excited to know and explore, see which one is poisonous, which one isn't, which one you can eat, which one you can't. But everything in nature is connected to each other. That nothing works in isolation ever. So too with your cellular structure. Nothing is in isolation, everything. So Ayurveda, Unani medicine, Siddha medicine all work in harmony of the isness that your holistic self partakes in. When you look at something that's going on in your body and you start only focusing on a diseasement within your body, you know, and with just a disclaimer here, we're not talking medical advice. We're saying this is on an energy level. This is how you operate as a being when you are, you know, are at this frequency of understanding. But, you know, it's really important to be aware of that and never to ignore signs that something is not quite right. But we're saying you can tune in and start to understand, but when you look at the whole. So allopathic medicine is a beautiful gift to your world. It tends to look in isolation. More physicians are starting to understand the whole and want to address that holistic side and, are studying different elements of that, But you yourself are also capable of knowing more about your health and well-being. So this is where we're coming from with that. But it's very important, and we'll reiterate this again through this podcast. If you feel something that's going on with your body, act on it and seek, you know, the help you require always, you know. But we're coming from a different understanding. And for those people who are at that understanding, you'll know what we're saying. But those people who are interested in learning more, then when you're ready to go on that deep sea dive, but also work with someone who is, you know, able to shed light in a different way, that is also wise. But your body is an incredibly healed state of consciousness, and it knows the messages, you know, it knows the signs because it is a creator of the signs. So often in this world, people take painkillers to mask the pain because, pain is pain. It's not that nice to be in pain. But pain is also a way of your body telling you, not the only way, mind you, so it's good not to let it get to that state. That something's out of kilter, something needs to be addressed. But you know, how many of you drive yourself and keep going through the pain, you know? There's an unfortunate saying that people say no pain, no gain, but you know that we don't know where that comes from because pain is not happy. Pain is definitely not happy, and it's not necessary to be in one's experience of it unless you want to experience it. So, you know, your cells don't enjoy pain, but your body is triggered to impulse pain when it requires some, you know, it's in a bit of a dire strait. So it wants you to do something about a situation within yourself, you know, and then you decide what sort of, you know, help you need. Do you need a physio? Do you need, you know, whatever? Maybe you're on the journey to find out what you need. But on that journey, it's a wonderful opportunity to either work with your professional help and get to know yourself more. And it's also an opportunity to see yourself in a different light and that you're quite capable of being well. And that's what well-being is, well-being, because you are a being and you're well. So, you know, all these things come into light. So tying that back into the herbaceous world is just the most beautiful synergy. The herbology of life has a remedy, just like in nature, that helps harmonize oneself, not in separation of you, because it's a synchronicity, just like in to separate oneself from nature is sort of diabolic, because you are also nature, you know, and when you harm something, you harm yourself. So why would you choose to do that, you know? But, you know, people are people and things happen, but, you know, you have options and you have choices. So your herbaceous world is something that is exciting when you're ready to go on the adventure of understanding your herbalist within yourself. And, you know, so, but it goes deeper and on an energetic level, just like you've got your taste, you know, your astringent, your sour, your sweet, your bitter, all those sorts of things. So all of those things, when your body is in a state of flux, when you have those rasayanas, those tastes, the foods that contain those tastes are really important for your well-being. And in a fast food world that is, you know, globally happening, then a lot of those tastes have been masked, you know, and often, you know, let go of in the understanding of how important they are for your wellness, because the refined foods of life, and as we said earlier, refined foods can come through what you're watching, the kind of conversation you choose to have with yourself and, you know, between others, the books you read, the information you take on board without being discerning, all those things are food. And then there's refined foods that are high in certain things, certain elements that are not conducive to your body, but your body will let you know, you know, it will let you know. And it's different for each person, you know. It, you know, so there's not one sheet. And we have come across people that will give people sheets on what a person has been told that they're Vata or Pitta and Kapha. Definitely not a criticism, darlings. It's a guide only, right? That's what you're doing. However, it is still important if this is your journey, right? If this is what you're interested in. But for those of you, you know, who've called us to do this, you know, where this is for you and anyone who's interested, is to understand the dance of the elements that you are, and that, you know, they oscillate. Remember, it's not a stagnation of those elements. They're constantly changing. So if you're in a stressful situation, you might be drawing on one element more than the other. You know, when you feel a roadblock, then you're flowing, your water has been compromised in some way. So feeling the dance of the elements is so exhilarating and it's so enlightening. And you get this amazing a sense of wonderment, you know, and trust, you know. Isis works out in the field in national parks and other nature reserves. She has a beautiful team that she works with, and some are really into, you know, all their essential oils to, you know, help ward off some of the mosquitoes, and, you know, leeches and ticks are a bit of an issue in some of the sites. You know, nature's nature, right? And so they'll use, you know, some herbal infusion of something, and then others will use something with DEET. That's a little bit more chemical orientated and not always so wonderful for one's body. But, you know, everyone will have a different take on that, and we certainly have no judgment with either. But it's tuning in. So those who are using the natural things, they feel delightful that they're using them. So that in itself is really helping their health and well-being, you know, because they're so excited to use it, they get excited. I mean, it's lovely to watch. Hanuman and I are in the backdrop of those because we're always on site with her as well, in many ways, and we won't go into that. But anyway, so, you know, watching them get into great delight about using them and say, oh, this works and that works and this has got this essential oil and, you know, this is what I've blended, and it's lovely, you know. And the delight is very different. It's interesting because, you know, just for observation, to those who then get the spray can out with the other, you know, stuff that's in this that's not always so wonderful, there's no delight in it. There's just, I've got to get this done because I don't want to be hit up with any of these insects and things like that. So, but different, the joy is definitely a different reaction. So what we're saying is how you feel about, you know, participating in something also impacts. So if you're in grand delight of having this most scrumptious meal and you're excited and you've loved preparing it, then your digestive system is going to be in seventh heaven, You know, it's going to be so excited. It's salivating at the thought of going into and diving into this food, but you won't race through it. You want to savor the taste, you know, of this food. So this is about life as well. You want to savor life. You don't want to, you know, rush through it. You know, Isis was talking to someone when she arrived on site today. And she said, you know, I really love slow living, you know, because I had someone on my tail, you know, tailgating, you know what that's like, right? Maybe you're a tailgater yourself, but you know, so, and she was doing the speed limit and she felt the stressor come on because she wanted to stay in because, you know, she likes all the points on the license and safety, right? But it just was so, and she, all she could think of was, I really like slow living, you know? I really love to enjoy my journey to get to this destination because it's exciting to go and work with nature and participate and do all those things. And just the journey is equally as exciting as getting there. But when I'm tailgated, the stress levels go up. Because, you know, if I have to stop suddenly, then bang, right? It's not pleasant. But also not to enjoy the process because, you know, so many of you spend so much time at work, right? And so to go to work and know it's going to be a wonderful day or just get excited about going, how many hours do you spend even, you know, in your lifetime at work? You know, many, many more than any other, you know, situation. So, and that's just one example. There's many examples. So please don't feel isolated if you don't have to go somewhere to go to work. Maybe you work from home. Same principle applies though. Maybe you've got someone pushing you to get to a deadline rather than a lifeline. You know, it's a whole other story, isn't it? So, you know, making those decisions. So you make this decision, all right, so I want, this is the way I would like to live. This is what I'm now going to start creating, but then you don't know how to create it. So what's my first step? So by the very intention of, you know, tuning into your body, that's one intention you might decide to do. It's up to you. Then another, you know, is that I've decided to live a particular lifestyle. Another thing, you know, only you know what lifestyle you want to live. Maybe you don't yet. Maybe that's the question. What kind of lifestyle am I seeking? You know, so many, there's some wonderful people that are now saying, well, I don't need all this stuff. Now, that may not be you. You might be saying, oh, no, I love all this stuff. You know, it's totally up to you. This is, you know, no judgment in any way. This is just examples. And they might say, well, I'm happy to live with this. You know, someone else might say, I would like a little bit more, and others, I might like more again. You know, whatever it is that is exciting for you and you feel at ease with, you know, and you don't feel that sense of emptiness or push, push, push that is uncomfortably uncomfortable for you. You know, it doesn't feel like it's natural. You feel like you're holding your breath, and maybe you realize right now that you are holding your breath, even listening to the podcast, right? Oh, where did that breath go? And you start to let your rhythmic breath come into playfulness. And then, you know, you start to get excited about life again, because when you are overly stressed, it's not exciting to, you know, be in life. You know, you forget what that's because you're trying to survive again. So one of the wonderful gifts that Ayurveda understanding comes about, you know, science of life, is to really enjoy every moment that you're here, being present, you know, and you know, those of you who have a garden that you love to go and grow things in, and you go out and you're going to go and pick what you want to cook with that night or prepare that night or that day or that, you know, lunchtime, whatever it is. There's this sense of connectivity, but also a sense of excitement about getting something fresh from your garden. So these are everyday realities for some of you, but not all of you. Some of you are in very dicey situations where you don't have access to that. However, you have access to your neural cortex, your neural pathways that can trigger the sensation of what that will feel like. And if you want to, if you're in a tricky situation and you know, you don't know how to move out of that, just those things, nothing can own you. Nothing can control how you think about things. It's, you know, changing your mindset around that changes your external world that you are in, you know, as well, you know, and it's so easy for so many of you to discount that, but it's absolutely a reality that it can be done. So it doesn't matter what circumstance you're in right now, you know, if they're in a tricky, dicey situation, you would like to be out of that situation, just the very thoughts of what is possible and knowing it so is transformative instantly. And it's a microsecond, millisecond thing. You know, what happens is, we lose faith in that reality of possibility. is tricky. So the thing about Ayurveda as the three, sister sciences, which is your Yunani and Siddha medicine, they really taught that as a language. That was your everyday language. It wasn't you go seek someone out to it wasn't a fixity. It's a lifestyle. It's a life energy. And it's a vital life force. So it wasn't categorized as go see your physician. It was actually a way of life, And so Hanuman was very keen to share that very small but profound understanding. It is a way of life. And it's such an empowered way of living because it's not about not going to see someone for assistance too. It's far from that. It's about tuning in and recognizing when maybe something needs to shift in your journey, health-wise, wellness, mental health, emotional body health, all those things, that triggering of, oh, something's going on here. It's really important that I address that and creating space to do that, not putting it off. No, I'll be all right. Goodness, people, you've all done it right. No, I'll be all right. Yeah, I'll push through it, But your body is giving you signs. It's giving you signs. So don't discount your value to yourself because we're not telling you what to do right. I did say don't do it, but that's not what we're saying. We're saying that, give yourself the opportunity to look after yourself in all aspects. And so we're talking about the three sister scientists, the scientists within you, darlings. And you don't need a PhD to know this. This is something that is so naturally intrinsic for you. It is so much of the human element that is you. It is there for everyone, and it is there as part of the human DNA. It is a natural understanding. But when life gets too busy and you don't feel there's any space to take good care of yourself, that in itself is a sign to you that something needs to shift. And society in this day and age is moving so fast that you feel out of breath just trying to catch up with it, And that is a majority of the human race globally, So you are amazing. You are so amazing. And, every person is creating the world. Every person is important. Every single person. ISIS was somewhere not so long ago and they, some situation was being discussed. And the unanimous thing was, well, what can I do about it? What difference would I make? How could I even, I couldn't, they felt helpless, so then they just didn't want to act on anything because it was just all too hard, but really nothing in life is hard. Our mindset can say something is hard, but when you have an awareness around something that is not something that you feel at ease with, you're never going to be alone with that. There are others who will feel the same way, and each person makes a difference in this world. Every person is valuable. Every person has the ability to rise up within themselves first of all and trust that they are here to live the most amazing life and be a co-creator of an amazing world no matter what. And so, we're just going to touch very quickly on this, but it's interesting because there's a big talk about climate change, and we won't go into this because this is like a rabbit hole that you just, tricky to climb out of. But it's interesting because around the world, the amount of clearing of forests is next level, right? And it's creating these urban heat sinks. So it is literally the climate change itself. Nature can harmonize itself. It can resprout. It can regenerate. But it's interesting that there's this big cry, an outcry about climate change. But even now, as we're recording the podcast, there's forests around your world that is being destroyed. And yet that is what is part of creating the rising temperatures. It's just an interesting. So what we're saying is that you know, because, you know, you're all creators of this wonderful world. And so we're just saying that these things are happening because it's a choice. It's a choice to do so. And yet on the same breath, people are saying the world is getting hotter. So you're removing the shade, you're creating, you know, a wasteland. And so it's just interesting. So when you're coming back to yourself, do you want to create a thriving ecosystem within your cellular structure, or are you constantly stripping back and living on a survival resonance rather than a vital life resonance that is all empowering and all life-giving? You know, and we can only bring it back to, for those who love science, you know, and, you know, have this thing about, woo, that's a bit, you know, out there. Science is a very grand understanding, and this understanding is very scientific. It's just, you know, and we mentioned the climate shift because how many of, you know, scientists have come forward, and, you know, you are aware of the changing in temperatures, but everything can change in a microsecond. It's, you know, there's no such thing. There's only positive, there's only wonderful things that can occur when you're aware that you're a participant that is part of the, you know, in Victoria here in Australia, there's this beautiful wildlife corridor that's being planted there. You know, everyday citizens are part of this planting out on their verges, you know, connecting this wildlife corridor through 8 kilometres, you know, in Victoria, just this long stretch, you know, that takes into all different front yards, verges, all that sort of thing. It's very exciting and very, very exciting to witness, you know. Imagine I can, you know, we can only imagine how they feel as a participant in such a beautiful project, the Heart Project it's called, you know. So Google it, it's exciting. And we know there's those projects all around the world. These people have just made a decision to create something. So everything can shift in a nanosecond. There's no doom and gloom. So you can, you know, choose where you're sitting with whatever and where you want to be an action taker or someone who, but it starts with the self, you know. Are you creating the dance of the elements within yourself? Do you resonate with what you're intaking and what your outgoing is? All those things. So just, you know, being aware is enormously helpful to each and every one of us, right? And therefore, you make informed decisions. But when life is busy and so busy, you have no time to feel the space and the clarity of what you are. It is very tricky because when you're surviving, trying to pay bills, cover mortgages, you know, job losses, all those things that are happening to different people around the world, you know, that's the gift that community can bring. Where you start to work together, which is, you know, we all work together, you know, in Simply Blooming, there's so many of us, they're so vast, and we love it, you know. And, you know, and we're more than what you're hearing now, we're participating all around the world. And you are too, even when you don't realize it, because there's no distance in energy, then, you know, there's no distance, no matter where you are in the world. There's no distance, it's just space, but connected space, like the mycelium, you know. It communicates, the trees communicate, you know, kilometers upon kilometers, and you know, the signals go out. It's so exciting, and you're part of that network, you know, and so much more. You just yet to self-realize it. So that is what the three of us particularly wanted to share, and Hanuman was the instigator with all of you because he's been listening to you all globally. And, you know, we trust that some element has been answered. That, you know, it's a vast topic and there's nothing finite about it, but it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting self-discovery of just what you are and recognizing that abundance is definitely more healthy than living in scarcity, and scarcity is not fruitful. So, you know, and it's not about how much money you have in your bank account. It's not about how much money you have. It's about yourself and how you feel abundant about who and what you are with your energy. And then as a community, that you have the ability to share and, you know, unite in creating whatever it is you want to. And there's some wonderful communities around the world, like so exciting. It's so exciting to witness. And, you know, we love to participate. you know, that's very exciting. So we've got a collaboration coming up actually this weekend that we're going to be sharing with you all. That's a global collaboration. Some are from the UK, some are from another part of America, and then another person in Ohio, and then the vast cosmic realms of existence comes into play. So we'll be touching base with other subjects other than this. But thank you so much for your questions and your insight and what you've asked to come through in this podcast. We've loved it. We've loved sharing with you. We value every particle that you are. And our heart is always, on a cosmic heart scale, is always present, pumping away the beating of the drum. It's super, super exciting. And thank you for sharing with us always. Namaste from all of us here in Simply Blooming. Bye for now.